This is Jay Sekulow, a $60 million victory for life.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
When I ran for office, I pledged to stand for life. And as president, that's exactly what I've done. And I have kept my promise, and I think everybody here understands that fully.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
For decades, American taxpayers have been wrongfully forced to subsidize the abortion industry through Title X federal funding. So today, we have kept another promise. My administration has proposed a new rule to prohibit Title X funding from going to any clinic that performs abortions.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. So this did not get a lot of attention, but it should have, and that is the president put in place a policy that was initially adopted by President Reagan, and that is Title X funding would no longer go to organizations that have facilities there performing abortions, and it's to the tune of $60 million. Now, that is a far cry from the $400 million or so that Planned Parenthood gets every year. But the $60 million is money coming out that's no longer going to be going to Planned Parenthood. If, in other words, if you refer for abortions in your facilities, you're not getting this money. The money is allocated to other centers, and it's important to point that out. Here's what we'd like to do on the broadcast. We're going to go through the particulars of what this means. It's a very positive step. It's what the president could do under his authority, which is what has been done through HHS, Health and Human Services. It is, I want to keep it distinct from this whole issue of, which is important to understand, this entire issue of Planned Parenthood's other Medicare funding that they get, Medicaid funding that they get. That's different. But this is was another $60 million revenue stream of Planned Parenthood. So we want to know from you, number one, what you think about this step, that no longer your taxpayer dollars, at least $60 million of it, not being utilized for Planned Parenthood. But number two, and that is those of you that have had this experience with Planned Parenthood, we'd like to hear from you. We get those calls. But again, your taxpayer dollars, at least $60 million of it, not being utilized for this. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to CC Heil, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ, does a lot on the pro-life issue. CC, in looking at this, how do you view this issue? I mean, we're going to get into the particulars,
right,
but I call this a $60 million win. Is that correct?
It's absolutely correct. It literally is a 15% hit to federal dollars flowing into Planned Parenthood. And that's not insignificant. You know, especially when you have 6 out of 10 Americans against federal funding of abortion, the president is standing up for the majority of the American citizens out here. And I think it's very significant.
Politically, this was not, Jordan, the $400 million. I'm going to Jordan Than on this. The $400 million. It's different.
No, that would take Congress. That takes Congress. The president would sign that. He said he would sign that full as what we'd call a defunding of Planned Parenthood. And so we want to separate that. And the president has made that clear as well. This is taking funding away that he can do on his own without Congress already authorized this a long time ago. This has been on the books, but he, like Ronald Reagan, was willing to do it. So the law is clear. It says none of the funds appropriated under the Title X shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. Very clear law since the 1970s, but only Ronald Reagan and President Trump, who's now reinstating that, have taken the action to follow the law. And Congress, when past presidents didn't, like Obama, like Bill Clinton, didn't follow the law and change that HHS rule around, Congress did nothing. So this is where the president can act to save lives.
All right, so Than, quickly here, this is not a situation where this is not the other money that Planned Parenthood gets. We need to draw that distinction.
It's not the $400 million, but it's a monumental victory for life. And Jay, I would say this, it's also a monumental victory for women's health, because this $60 million will actually flow to women's health care now.
So here's the question I'm going to ask this to Logan. So you got young people, I say young adults, understanding that their taxpayer dollars not going to fund abortion. That seems to be an issue right now that your generation understands. Money shouldn't be going there.
Yeah, I think a lot of our generation do. I mean, obviously, both sides of the table, I think there are a lot of people that will not find this to be a positive, but there's the people that do. This is a huge win and should be treated that way for the people that feel that way. But it's definitely not a non-divisive issue, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about it coming up. Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
All right, we'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Whether it's the blatant and stated desire of ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, or the more subtle but equally insidious aim to delegitimize Israel's existence through efforts at UNESCO, the goal is the same, to get rid of Israel. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. The official release date of the book is June 12th, but don't wait. Be among the first to be informed. You can pre-order your copy of Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Order now online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
So, about 4 days ago, the White House announced that the Department of Health and Human Services filed a proposal to protect life by updating the Title X Family Planning Grant Program. The proposed rule changes were released on yesterday, on May 22nd. We will be filing legal comments on that. The proposed rules change will ensure compliance with the ban of federal funding for abortions by denying Title X funds to family planning organizations that prescribe abortions. Now, we had joined, the ACLJ joined with 85 other pro-life organizations supporting this change in a letter on May 1st. Having said that, we now have the proposal is out there, and now what we have to do, and this is what you have to do in situations like this, there's an open comment period. So I'll let CeCe address this. So there's a, and both sides are going to engage this.
Correct, and they do. We have 60 days for public comments from either side, whether you're for it or against it. And then depending on what happens with the public comments, then there possibly could be a 30-day delay before we see any enforcement.
So I'm expecting, Than, comments from the other side. That's normal here. But we've got to be aggressive on this because I'm already holding a Democratic fundraiser yesterday. And here it is. So it's already politicized, obviously. So we got to expect this. And you say they're a big lobby.
The response is going to be overwhelming, Jay. I mean, and that's why we're engaging already. We already have a team drafting our comments on this. I will say this. The president is right as a matter of the rule of law as well. Ever since 1970, there has been a very clear prohibition on abortion providers accessing this account, and yet they have done it, Jay. But look, I'm looking at the same email you are holding. The other side, the pro-abortion lobby, is going to be out in full force. I guarantee you they're going to have tens or maybe even hundreds of thousands of comments on their side. But we're going to push back.
Did you say hundreds
of thousands?
We are going
to state that. I think that's very possible, yes. I think this is going to bring them out in force.
So here's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have, like I say, we've got about a 60 to 90 day here. We're going to have to go ahead and very clearly, we're going to have to do a, what we would do on a situation like this is have a sign-on petition so that we can be representing you all. So be the American Center for Law and Justice and X number of people that are supporting the position we're advocating. So we should, that's something we should get in the works and tell our media teams that we need to get that, because when the number what Than just gave is, that's pretty shocking. All right, do we want to go ahead and take a phone call?
Yes, we're going to Mike online too in San Diego, California.
Okay. All right, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Okay, so I do evangelism in Balboa Park here in San Diego, and I've gotten to heated discussions with the atheists. We've talked about this, and I want to know exactly how is tax money used for abortions? Please explain that to me.
Well, I mean, right now, $400 million of your taxpayer dollars goes to Planned Parenthood. And what happens there is, while they'll say they're not using it for abortions, Jordan. It's a moving. That's $400 million of other money. They don't, because that's a government grant. Basically, they're getting.
Yeah, I mean, between 2013 and 2015, $1.3 billion just to Planned Parenthood. So that's not to all abortion providers, but just to Planned Parenthood Federation of America. $1.3 billion. So when you put that together, you understand here they are able to fund all of their activities outside of the actual abortion services with our dollars. So you're propping up an entire industry. It's like giving the big, it's like drilling the oil for the oil companies and then letting him sell the oil, or let him do research for free. And that is what's important here.
Yeah. All right. Let's let me ask this question. So from CeCe's perspective, because you deal with a lot of these pro-life cases, we have a pro-life case pending at the Supreme Court of the United States right now. There's going to be a decision in a companion case, could come down literally any day now. It's going to certainly come down in the next 4 weeks for crisis pregnancy centers. But you got to understand this, folks. You know who we're fighting on these? It's the National Abortion Federation. It's Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Those are our so when you talk about when Than throws out a number like tens of thousands of comments or hundreds of thousands of comments, this is a big lobby you're fighting.
Yeah, and they're very much engaged, and they can rally their troops. And, you know, I look at even the memo you said that the Democrats sent out. They use words, verbiage like critical reproductive health care. So this new rule is going to block millions of women from accessing critical reproductive health care. Let's just be clear. It's only abortion that it's blocking. And they try to always change this terminology to make it look like we're harming women and their access to health care, which is just not true at all. It only affects abortion.
Yeah, it actually doesn't. When we talk about these cuts to these organizations like Planned Parenthood, I know some of you would like to cut the federal budget for various reasons, but this is not actually taking the money away from the government. It's not saying this $286 million budget of Title X, this affects about 50 to 60 to Planned Parenthood. That $50 or $60 million can now go to actual health care providers for women's health that aren't just abortion, basically the abortion industry and the abortion giants. So this will be money that will still be utilized. It actually opens up money and resources to those who don't provide abortions to provide health care.
I think it's a good time to take Pat, who actually has that similar point of view when it comes to the fact that she just doesn't believe that the federal funding of Planned Parenthood should be happening, not necessarily opposed to them as a company or as an organization. But I think that's an interesting comment. Pat, you're on the air in Oregon.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem. So I just want to reiterate, I'm one of those back, I'm in my 50s, but back in the early 20s, I ended up having an abortion through the Planned Parenthood. I was young. I was stupid. I had no really idea the effects that it would have on me. But the other thing that Planned Parenthood did for me, they caught precancer cells. So the organization is really, really good. But I think because these young women and men do not understand the complications that it can cause as far as an abortion, that if these abortions want to happen, that they need to come out of their pocket. And maybe if they understand the cost of what an abortion is, not only to their body, but to their pocketbook, and stop depending on us taxpayers to pay for it, I think that might change it. Because I have a daughter in my early 20s, and she's pro-life, and I'm a Christian now. I mean, this was before I rededicated my life. So, so it's like they think this Plan B is okay. They think abortion is okay. In all reality, in Oregon, we have an OMSI facility that actually shows each and every month stage of the life.
Yep.
And they just think that as soon as they have a baby, it's not a life until it actually forms into a human. And it's like if they don't understand.
So here's where the women's health centers, the crisis pregnancy centers, we used to call them in the 80s and 90s, now women health centers, have done a phenomenal job. What they're not getting is $450 million from the federal government, Than.
This goes back to what CeCe and Jordan were just talking about. This is not a docking of $60 million. In fact, it is freeing up $60 million that previously went to the abortion industry for exactly what Pat was describing. Jay, those dollars should go to programs that actually provide the services that Congress intended to provide when they passed this law all the way back in 1970. That's why this prohibition was in law, so that those dollars reach the women like Pat who actually need them. Jay, what this does is rightly restores the fact that those dollars will reach the women who need them. So, you know, the other side is going to try to turn this on its head, but their argument is exactly false and opposite. The dollars that end up going to the abortion industry end up subsidizing abortion. This would turn that around.
We're talking also, and let me just say this. Planned Parenthood alone performs over, what is it, over 350,000 abortions a year. Now, I mean, figure out how many that is a day. Do the math on that. How many that is a day? 350,000 abortions a year. Now, the fact is, on their health care planning services are a very small part, CC, of the services that Planned Parenthood engage. They are in the abortion business.
That was one of the critical things in a lot of the hearings that came out with Planned Parenthood is, you know, they used to say we do cancer screenings, and they don't have one mammogram in any office, not one. So they don't do those health screenings that they say that they do. They are in the abortion business. That is what they do. Abortions.
I think back 30 years ago, it may have been different, or 40 years ago, it may have been different. They used to be in the schools all the time.
It's interesting. They refer out for all other medical services, but they do the abortion. You know, that's the thing. They make the money off the abortion. So what they're doing is, see, we're paying for them to be able to refer out other services, like the mammograms and actual cancer screenings, which they don't have the devices for. But they'll refer people to places to do that. But when it comes to the abortion procedure, they're self-referring. They'll go and do that right next door. And that's what the implementation of this law says, is that you can't have the same financial relationship and the same staff and apply for these funds. So you can't be self-referring for an abortion. So you can't be the person who says to do it and the person who says and actually carries it out. But
they don't even want to do – the Planned Parenthood fights state regulations requiring – ultrasound. And Logan, you and I have talked about this before, because they are doing everything they can to not show that a child is actually a child.
Right. And I think that's something a lot of our callers, a lot of our listeners are aware of, and they say that a lot. And it's something that you understand the situation from their point of view, because they're trying to say, no, they don't want you to see what's actually going on. And all of us have had kids in the last 10 years have seen even the progression. If you had a kid 5 years ago, you had a kid 2 years ago, you know the progression
of the imaging
of the imaging that changes. So, of course, they don't, because it's closer and closer to, very early on, you're seeing real life.
Yeah. I mean, to the point of where you're seeing the babies in utero I think it was the first time they do it is what, 20 weeks? About 20 weeks?
Yeah, before then. Way before then.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they real detailed imaging, but yeah. So there it is. So that is, look, they don't want those regulations either. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll take more phone calls.
All right. Yep. You can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard today. So give us a call right now. You can also get your comments on social media. We'll take some of those during the show and during the break.
We also have an email out on Pastor Brunson's case. We'll talk a little bit about that during the break here. But again, your thoughts and prayers for him as we continue working for his release. Next trial date is July 18th for Pastor Brunson. We'll be back with more at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Whether it's the blatant and stated desire of ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, or the more subtle but equally insidious aim to delegitimize Israel's existence through efforts at UNESCO, the goal is the same, to get rid of Israel. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. The official release date of the book is June 12th, but don't wait. Be among the first to be informed. You can pre-order your copy of Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Order now online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
here's what the proposal from the president through the Health and Human Services does. It requires physical and financial separation between the Title X programs and facilities that those who perform abortion or support referrals to abortion. So if you do the, either one of those, you're not getting the money. That affects Planned Parenthood to the tune of about $60 million. Requires all Title X recipients to document or report potential instances of rape, incest, or sexual abuse because some of these cases were coming in and the agencies, the abortion clinics, wouldn't refer the leak, the criminality of the situation over. So that's something the states have been pushing for. Requires parental consent for minors seeking family planning services at Title X clinics in most instances. So those are kind of the normal things that you would see put in place. But I'll tell you this, none of the funds appropriated under Title X shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. Here's what the president said of this, Byte 24.
For decades, American taxpayers have been wrongfully forced to subsidize the abortion industry through Title X federal funding. So today, we have kept another promise. My administration has proposed a new rule to prohibit Title X funding from going to any clinic that performs abortions.
So that's to the tune of about $60 million. Here's, I'm holding for our Facebook TV audience, here is the regulations. Now, to do this change, it's about more than an inch thick just to get this change in place.
This is what it takes to strip out regulations that have been on the books for decades, 130 pages, to literally enforce one line in the federal code, Jay. That one line says, none of the funds appropriated under this title shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. That's what the Congress intended back in 1970. Ronald Reagan tried to implement it. Bill Clinton reversed it. And, Jay, not until President Trump do we have a restoration of that. And I'll say one thing about Planned Parenthood. They are now in the unfortunate position for them of having to simultaneously say, abortion is only 3% of our business, and at the same time, Jay, claiming that this change by President Trump will cripple them. It cannot be both, but yeah. I'll make a prediction. They're not going to separate their services because abortion is really at the core of their business
model. Abortion is their business, so I think we have to be clear with what the situation is. You're talking about $60 million from Planned Parenthood. It's a far cry from the $400 million, but it's 13% of that $400 million in the stroke of a pen and 130 pages of regulations. But understand this. They are going to be out there fighting aggressively. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to have to be prepared for a battle on this over the next 30 to 60 days. Look, this regulation went to the Supreme Court once called Russ versus Sullivan back in the late 80s, and we won 5-4. So this could be a fight. They may file I suspect they will file lawsuits. We have to be prepared. Let's go back, Logan, to the phones here.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Andrew, who's calling in Texas online too.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there. Yeah, I run a Christian adoption agency in Southlake, Texas, and I just wanted to tell you, interestingly enough, about the timing. So I just met with a birth mother that had gone to Planned Parenthood 4 days ago, and the doctor said, in very rudely, oh, you're too far along. So she decided to meet with me because I do adoptions, which is, you know, and then to hear Donald Trump do this, you know, which representing all adoption agencies, you know, we say thank you to him. And also what's interesting is I just got an email from somebody from the Huffington Post asking about same-sex couples. Do we work with them? Because I, you know, it's just another form of attack.
So, yeah, but let me ask you a question about from the adoption agency. You're not getting any federal funding though, right?
Oh, no. I'm a for-profit private adoption agency. Yeah. So because of that, I don't get any funding.
But you're saying you ended up getting a mother to come to you because the abortionist said you're beyond the weeks that they'll perform an abortion.
Yeah, she said that the people there were so rude to her and that she felt like a
Yeah, because
a
that's
cattle.
Their understand, Andrea, and you know this, it's because their business impact there is they lost a customer.
That's absolutely right. So when they talk about this critical reproductive health care and women and family planning, they're not talking about any of that. They don't care about women, they don't care about planning a family, they care about abortion, period. Yeah. So that's why he's upset. He doesn't get to do an abortion.
They don't get to make the sale. I mean, that's it. It's a sale to them and again, you look at you talked about the how many a day. I mean, you're talking about probably, you're edging up to almost 1,000 a day, so probably 800, 900 abortions a day. Their total non-abortion prenatal services is 4,000. I would imagine that in most major cities, a facility that does prenatal health for women that is not an abortion clinic, if you're in a major city, does more than that in a year in one city. And yet that's what Planned Parenthood does nationally.
Yeah.
Is 4,000 prenatal non-abortion visits.
Here's a question that people, I think, would ask is, what happens to this money? So, then the $60 million is, not, like Jordan says, not going out of the budget. It's being reallocated.
No, it goes to other centers that actually provide family planning services, and consistent with the law that was passed. So, Jay, it will go further because it will not be diluted down to a business model that is just funneling towards abortion. And so, you know, the left is going to make this about healthcare for women. Jay, this will service more women. And in fact, you know, Jordan alluded to some of these numbers, but I like to phrase it this way. 330,000 pregnant women walk into a Planned Parenthood every year. You know how many of those 330,000 get an abortion? 324,000. Only 6,000 fall through the cracks of that business model. That's pretty shocking.
Well, that means that their success, their closure rate per unit, if that's how they look at it. By the way, they call it unit, is not about 97%. So you see, I mean,
and
97% of the people that come in end up getting an abortion.
Right, and the 3% might be just like what we just heard from our caller, just someone who's too far along, and so they had to send them away.
And they fought, by the way, remember how they fought for the too far along? Because they wanted to be in the partial birth abortion business where they have the child partially delivered and then perform the abortion. I worked on those cases ultimately at the Supreme Court, and we won. But we tried them in New York and California, and they were fighting to do an abortion during delivery. That's the technique they were utilizing. So it kind of tells you what it is. All right, let's go ahead. We can grab another call, Logan.
All right, I think. Sure, yeah, we can go to Tom really quick in Connecticut on line one.
Hey, Tom.
Yes. Yes, Jay. This is great news, but it's until, you know, we know who's going to be the watchdog to watch, because you don't think they're not going to lie about this.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's the way the regulation's written, it's very cut and dry. There's not wiggle room in this. I mean, if your facility's performing abortions, you don't qualify, period. And they're going to have to certify that under the penalty of perjury.
Right. And that's part of the application that they have to do that Jordan talked about earlier. Yeah. There is this a long application, and if they do any abortions, they don't get that funding.
All right, so, Than, here's the question. We're expecting, we already are seeing it. I mean, we're already seeing the fundraising letters. What do you expect to be happening during the next 60 to 90-day period?
Well, in the next 60 days, they're going to be gathering those comments from us and the other side. I really do expect it to be in the hundreds of thousands, Jay. And look, let's just put it very simply. Those comments, Jay, are going to be the foundation for the legal challenge that will follow. This will certainly be challenged, and we're going to be in court, just like we have been over the decades, defending this regulation. And, Jay, one of the things that we'll be talking about is why this physical separation of facilities is so critical to actually enforce the law. Because, look, we've seen this at Planned Parenthoods for decades. They take the funds. They shift them around, and they use them elsewhere. The only way to achieve this is the physical separation of facilities.
Yep. All right, we're going to talk about this, and we got a lot more ahead coming up in the next 30 minutes. So, Logan, let everybody know how they can engage. We got some phone lines open. We want to continue talking about this.
That's right. We are open right now for your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Have another half hour coming up. If you don't get us in your local station, you can find us broadcasting live right now. Facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope and Twitter @JaySekulow. You can give us a call, like I said. 1-800-684-3110. You did put some comments in. If you're watching online, I'll take some of those during the show, during the break. Also, we play exclusive video, give exclusive content to those who watch online. So take a look. Again, ACLJ.org, Facebook, and Periscope.
All right, we also have our book, Jerusalem, is now available for pre-order at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. So we encourage you to go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble to pre-order the book, Jerusalem. So that's available now. We encourage you to do that. We're going to take more of your calls and comments. We come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
All right, so we've had a major victory for life, and that is a $60 million victory, and that's because yesterday a proposed rule change went in place that says that Title X funding, which is your taxpayer dollars, cannot be used for organizations that are performing abortions. And the significance of this is that the proposed rule does not cut one penny from family planning or women's health care services. So that's the left's going to argue that this is taking women. They already are. I mean, we're getting the fundraising letters are coming in. But the fact is that the rule actually, it basically says this: there will be no funding for those organizations that of this particular fund that are in the business of utilizing abortion as a method of family planning. CC Howell is a senior counsel with the ACLJ. She does, as all of us do, a lot of work on the life issue. Your sense of the significance of this?
I think it's very significant, especially Than has brought up before. This is a code that was in place since 1970 that said none of the funds appropriated under Title X shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. So Trump has now initiated this rule, which is saving the lives of, I don't know how many millions of babies will probably be saved, because it's $60 million out of Planned Parenthood's funds that come in and a 15% hit to their federal funding.
Yeah. So again, it's not, and Jordan, I think it's important to point out, this is not the $420 million they get through Medicaid reimbursements.
No. This is, again,
Failed. We almost had that repealed. We lost by one vote.
Yeah. And this is, again, this goes to the Title X funding. President is able to do this on his own via regulations that's been proposed now. They've been released, and there's a comment period. You go through that 60-day comment period. It's about 90 days. This will affect, though, the applicants for the next fiscal year. They're being told already that this is how we're going to operate, so be ready for that. So this, though it takes 90 days to go into effect, it's already going to be affecting those who are making their applications to the federal government for these resources.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and take a call.
All right, let's go to Alan. He's been holding a long time in Wyoming. You're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, gang. Appreciate the show. I got to tell you that I'm very grateful for a president who's living up to his promises here and standing up against abortion. I also have to tell you that when I was a young man in the late 80s, you really not only have to watch where your tax dollars go, but you got to watch where your personal contributions are going. I worked in a factory, hardworking. I had kids, and that factory management would twist our arms trying to get us to put part of our paycheck into, yep, at that time, the United Way. Our local United Way was funding Planned, yep, Parenthood. And I stood up and I said, no, I'm not doing it. And they kept twisting my arm. So I think it's not only important to see where our tax dollars are going, but make sure you understand where your personal contributions are going.
Hey, that's
as
it.
Well.
Now, listen, that United Way issue still been an issue. I mean, it's not like it hadn't gone away since the 1980s. Here's what the president said in his speech yesterday about standing for life.
When we stand for life, we stand for the true source of America's greatness. It's our people. Our people are great. It's the people who grace our lives, who sustain our communities, and who make America a nation, a home, and this magnificent land that we all love so much.
So the president hits a campaign promise. It's, again, we were one vote shy of overturning the funding to Planned Parenthood. That would have been a $400 million hit to Planned Parenthood. One Republican vote, I might add, to that one. So this is where you say, you know, Republicans, Democrats, it's like, then, I mean, that's just fact. I mean, it's fact.
Only takes 50 votes in the United States Senate. Republicans have those 50 votes, Jay, and they had those 50 votes. They actually had 52 when this vote was taken, and it still failed. So it is on their shoulders.
Yep. All right, we're going to come back, Logan. We're going to take more calls, and we've got some videos coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're watching online, we have a video. It's just for you, made by our video team. Again, they're made each and every day just for those who watch online. That's at aclj.org, facebook.com/JaySekulow, and Twitter and Periscope @JaySekulow. Again, you can find that right now as we go to break. If not, if you're listening on the air, we'll be right back in just a couple minutes. You can give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110.
We do have an email out today on Pastor Andrew Brunson's case. So while we're talking about these issues, understand we're fighting for his release. Pray for his family. We'll be back with more at 1-800-684-3110.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Whether it's the blatant and stated desire of ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, or the more subtle but equally insidious aim to delegitimize Israel's existence through efforts at UNESCO, the goal is the same, to get rid of Israel. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. The official release date of the book is June 12th, but don't wait. Be among the first to be informed. You can pre-order your copy of Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Order now online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, we're talking about the president putting forward regulations yesterday to stop $60 million of funding to Planned Parenthood. Very straightforward, although inch and a half of regulation to get there. Fans expecting 10,000 or hundreds of thousands of comments, and then I'm expecting litigation. So we're going to have to fight for this, but we're going to get it. We've won this before back in the 90s. We'll win it again, but very straightforward. It says that none of the funds appropriated under Title 10 shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. Now, this doesn't take away the $400 million from Planned Parenthood. It takes away $60 million. But you have to understand something. We said this earlier. Planned Parenthood is doing everything they can, not just them, the other abortion agencies, everything they can to not stand for life. And when I say that, and Logan talked about this earlier, imaging. There are a lot of states that have passed a law saying, you know what, informed consent requires the ability for an ultrasound so that the mother, when making an informed decision, understands what they're exactly doing, because they try to describe it as a bunch of the child as a bunch of cells. But the imaging has progressed, you said, in 3 years, light years.
Oh, yeah, it changes every time that I see someone of our friends as a baby. They go in, and it's, you'll see, I mean, our producer Will said he was getting 3D imaging at 8-9 weeks.
8-9 weeks.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where, I mean, 20 weeks, you're almost to viability at that point.
Yeah. Right.
So, this is where things have changed.
Yeah. But, I mean, they don't want, I mean, again, CeCe, they don't want that. I mean, they fight that.
That's right. Because the statistics prove that over 80% of women who actually see their baby change their mind and don't want an abortion. So, that hits Planned Parenthood very hard. Yep. And they do not want that. And that's why they fight that so hard.
Yeah. And they do fight it hard. We have to go to, we're in like state-by-state fights on that one. All right, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'll play for you in a moment what NARAL's saying about this, which is not a shock, but let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Marsha, who's calling in Minneapolis on line 6.
Hi, Marsha. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I wonder if you could clarify for something for me. How does the Hyde Amendment fit into this? Because I have been told that precludes federal money from abortion.
Paying for the abortion itself. I mean, this is the
money moving around.
Yeah, the money, the accounting mechanisms. It's why this proposed rule is necessary, Marcia, is because it specifically says you cannot be, you have to have a physical and financial separation. So they have to be that clear, the federal government. You can't be at the same facility. You can't have the same staff. You can't use the same pot of money and then account for it
because that's how they've gotten around the Hyde Amendment and allowed all this funding to go to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood just has to go back and say, we need this reimbursement for this. We need this reimbursement for that. And it's providing half their budget. So, I mean, this is, again, you're propping up. It's again, $1 billion a year industry with federal money. This chips at it, as we said, and it does it in a way where the president doesn't have to rely on Congress, which has not been very reliable, let's be honest,
yep.
when it comes to getting the defunding done. They talk a big game. They had it right on the line. And the House of Representatives has not been the issue. It's been the U.S. Senate, where there's a lot of Republicans who are not a lot, but a handful, who are
enough.
Not that pro-life
yep.
and teeter on this issue. But let's be clear real quick. Not to be partisan, but the Democrats literally send out an email saying, stand with Planned Parenthood. I mean, that's the subject line of the Democrat National Committee's fundraising email, stand with Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
So all those primaries that are going on right now, when you're seeing that, think about what the party is saying. Not, you know, they keep talking about how they're limiting who they're going after and they're running more moderate candidates and this and that. The DNC is using it as a fundraising issue.
Sure.
And they're putting Planned Parenthood in the subject.
Yeah, but this is because they worship the. I'm just saying this. I've said this before. Understand the abortion industry. That's their religion. They worship at the altar of abortion, and that's the horrific nature of what this is. If you don't believe me, listen to NARAL's words. They completely change what this is all about. Listen, this is Lisa Hoag from the National Abortion Rights Action League.
Not only does this limit service and have devastating health care effects, in fact, counter to what they say their goal is, but what should really send a chill up people's spines is that this is massive government overreach into the kind of information that we can receive from our medical professionals. And that is because they know if women have the truth about our options, their agenda folds. And we've seen them looking for ways to lie and deceive women.
100% completely incorrect. These are groups that fight, as I said, a ultrasound, a informed consent. You'd have to have more consent to get a tooth removed than you do to have an abortion. And that, so this is, you know, it's less knowledge is what they want. I mean, I mean, you've seen that in these crisis pregnancy center cases we've had. We've
yes.
been litigating those cases for 30 years. We're at the Supreme Court right now waiting for a decision to come down.
Right.
But that's what they fight us on every one of these, unrelenting.
Yeah. Lie and deception. She's saying we're fighting to lie and deceive women. Planned Parenthood, the whole name itself, even Planned Parenthood, they're not planning any parenthood. They're stopping any parenthood. That's the biggest lie and deception.
We have them. I don't know if this is up on our. We've got a life movie that we did. Logan, what's the stat? How do people get that?
The current one, I'll have to actually find out the specific details of how they watch it, because I know it was coming as when someone donated, you got a code to watch it, but we'll find out before.
Yeah, because we did a whole movie on Planned Parenthood and abortion. It was called Abortion Inc. So we'll find out how that can be available, and we'll talk more about that. Let's go right back to the phones. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Actually, before we take a call, go ahead and take a call, because I could tie it in.
All right, let's go to Charlotte, Littleton, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi, Charlotte. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much for helping with this victory. I'm so thankful for this victory. My husband is a business owner, and when funding for abortion started to happen, I was heartbroken, and, you know, several employees sought other insurance as well. But, you know, it made me feel complicit in murder.
Yep.
And we actually talked about retiring.
You had the insurance mandates that had abortion. Remember, Obamacare had nothing to do with abortion, Than. Remember that line? And then we read the 4-inch thick bill on that and regulations, and it was all about abortion.
It had nothing to do with abortion, except it had everything to do with abortion, because it was actually mandated as part of the coverage. And in the regs that came out of HHS, Jay, they were the exact opposite of the regs that we're now seeing come out of HHS, which were slush funds for abortion. The one thing I would say to that caller, too, the domino effect of this money fungibility, Jay, what it does is it frees up their donors to actually donate directly to their political action funds. Those political action funds turn around and support candidates who come to Washington, D.C. and advocate for exactly the kind of thing that you're talking about. Free and unfettered access to abortion and federal dollars for them. So don't be deceived. It's a political issue.
No, I was going to say it's a huge political issue, and it's a political issue they're running on.
No, I mean, they're running on specifically Planned Parenthood. I think that's how political it's got. They don't want to put, of course, their subject line, stand for abortion. I don't think the Democrats want to go that far. But they have gotten to the point where they are promoting, as a political party, an organization, an abortion organization. And so they do that on their subject line. It shows you how interconnected, when it comes to nationally, the Democrat Party is with the abortion industry. And so their lobbyists and their political action committees, like Than have said, have done a really good job of basically taking over 50% of American politics right off the bat, because you've got the 50, you've got the one of the two major American political parties. And they even do a decent job of getting at those moderate Republicans as well, in the Northeast especially, that we see, who are at least tepid. They at least are tepid in taking any action. So they've done an incredibly good job, even with the science that is, and you think with the technology, at staying, one, relevant and keeping their funding.
Yeah.
You think that with the science and technology that exists now, that it would be a lot tougher for Planned Parenthood. But when you're a $1 billion-a-year industry and you're able to hand out millions of dollars of PAC money to politicians, and you got the Democrat Party sending out your emails for you, well, then, you know, you're in a decent place. And so this is a big fight. It's a big fight every step of the way.
All right, Logan, do we have time for a comment or a call? We got 2 minutes left before the break.
Let's go actually to Robert in Maryland very quickly online, too, and give us a call at 1-800-684-3110.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay, and hi, Logan. I wanted to ask all three of you, with this regulation being issued by President Trump that cuts off Title X funding to go directly to Planned Parenthood because they're involved in family planning that includes abortion, do you believe that this is going to build momentum for the defunding of Planned Parenthood in both the House and the Senate?
Yeah, okay, so you asked the question that we talked when we had our pre-planning meeting. This is the question that we addressed. And look, there's a fight on this. I'll go to Jordan and Than on this. If the will was there to do it, you could get it done because this president would sign it, but you got to have the will to do it.
You've got to have the House and the Senate. They've got to be there. So this will come down to our president is willing to do it. He said he'll sign the defunding of Planned Parenthood. We have a lot of elected officials in the House and Senate that said they're willing to do it, but not yet. We have not seen a majority. Now we have the midterms coming up. It's mostly in the House, that's everybody. In the Senate, it's mostly Democrats, but there's some Republicans as well. So it would take probably a few flips in the Senate and maintaining the majority that we've seen in the House, who has already passed the defunding a number of times.
Yeah, Than, what do you think?
If every U.S. senator that campaigned as being in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood voted that way, they would already be defunded. But at 2 a.m. just a few months ago, some of them ran away from their campaign promises. That's why they're still getting that $400 million.
Yeah, there you have it. Than gave that is exactly the truth. So you got to hold them accountable. All right, we're going to be in our last segment of the broadcast. That's when we take your phone calls, as many calls as we can take. Logan's going to let you know how you can engage with us.
That's right. You can give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Again, that's 1-800-684-3110. To be a part of the show, you can also find us, like I said, broadcasting online, facebook.com/JSeculo, Periscope, and Twitter @JSeculo. Once again, though, a couple lines are open, 1-800-684-3110.
Don't forget also, we've got a case pending at the Supreme Court for life, right? Expect a decision in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Whether it's the blatant and stated desire of ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, or the more subtle but equally insidious aim to delegitimize Israel's existence through efforts at UNESCO, the goal is the same, to get rid of Israel. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. The official release date of the book is June 12th, but don't wait. Be among the first to be informed. You can pre-order your copy of Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Order now online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
All right, we're in the last segment of the broadcast. We're talking about the issue of, important one, $60 million not going to Planned Parenthood and related organizations. Why? Because, and this is important to understand, because the president has issued regulations through HHS, actually, saying no more of this. It's restating a policy that was around in the 1970s to say basically this. When it comes to if your facility's engaged in abortions, referring abortions, you're not able to get the money. Period. That's the decision. Now, it's going to be challenged in a comment section. We will win that challenge because the law will go into effect. We're going to be filing briefs in support of that. And then it's going to go to federal court. And CC, they are going to be $60 million is not $400 million, which is the other money they get through Medicaid reimbursements. But they will fight for this.
Absolutely. We've seen it every single time. We've done this in different states.
Yep.
And Planned Parenthood will rally their troops. And we have seen public comments come in by, you know, tens of thousands in states. I think Than's probably right. It could be hundreds of thousands of public comments that they have come in. So we really need people to join with us and sign our petition when we get it up to help us with our public comment.
President also raised, and we'll go to calls in a moment here, that he wants a 20-week, post-20-week federal ban on abortions. This is like the partial birth abortion ban, but not just for that procedure. Take a listen to what he said.
We're also seeking passage of the 20-week abortion bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. The House just passed the bill, but Democrats in the Senate are doing everything within their power to block it, although some are actually on our side, but they are working overtime to block it.
And this is because what Jordan was talking about earlier, folks, they are already, I mean, the fundraising letters are already out on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, from the DNC, it's pretty unique to see an actual national party. It wouldn't be weird for Republican Party to stand for life. They don't want to put abortion. So they put the key word. It's the word that everybody knows, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on. You say Planned Parenthood, if you're speaking to their audience, you know it means standing up for abortion without having to put those words because they don't want to have to do that. They still are a bit ashamed. See, we could put our subject line, stand for life, stand against abortion, but stand up for abortion, I think that the Democrats probably won't, I say that, who knows, probably wouldn't put that in their subject line. But so they'll put Planned Parenthood as the word. It's the whistle to everybody on their side of the aisle to say we are as a national party, regardless of what you hear about these primary elections with some of these moderate candidates. We as a national party, when they get to Washington D.C., the party line, and if Nancy Pelosi becomes Speaker of the House again, the party line is standing up with Planned Parenthood on every vote, and that means standing against life every piece of the way, like you said. Common sense regulations and reforms against those as well.
All right, let's
ignoring
go ahead.
Ignoring science and technology.
All right, let's take some calls.
All right, Michael in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I'd like to say hello to all the veterans across America.
Yep.
As a former ops specialist with the Navy Expeditionary, I say we need to mobilize because the Democrats have really duped the people by a shell game with this money. They don't seem to understand, America doesn't seem to understand that when they say they aren't funding abortions, that if you give $100 million to an organization, yep, and we're giving them over $400, that if they have $100 million to admin and then the rest is going to something else and they're taking money in from other places, all we've allowed them to do is to pay their admin costs so they could divert money into the abortion.
Yeah, well, this is, look, I mean, Than calls it the fungibility issue, and that's what this is. Than?
Yeah, and Michael's absolutely correct on this, but this is actually one of the beautiful things about this regulation, Jay. That won't be enough for them in this case because in their application, they have to demonstrate that they actually have physical, that means a different facility, physical separation between their family planning services and their abortion services. And if they don't, Jay, they can't get this $60 million in the first place. Guess what Planned Parenthood does not have? Physical separation. So in this case, Creative County, fungibility, it's not going to be enough for them.
All right, let's go ahead. I'm taking some more. Try to get these last calls in here. I think we can at 1-800-684-3110.
Let's go to Cecily in Dallas, Texas, on line 6.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yep.
As a concerned citizen, I am wanting to know, basically, how do we help secure this regulation, number one? And two, how do we find out exactly who it is that is voting against these things?
All right. So on securing the regulations, here's the process. So the regulation's been put out for comment. So there's a comment period. We are going to have to prepare formal comments, which we will, on the constitutionality of this and the policy reasons why this is a good idea. At the end of that period of time, then the regulation will go into place. We're going to win the comment debate. But, see, they're going to go to court because this is what Planned Parenthood does and NARAL. They're going to challenge this and try to tie up the regulations so they can keep getting the money. They've done this at the state level. They're going to do it at the federal level.
Absolutely. We've seen this over and over at the state level. We've fought these cases at the state level, and we've been pretty successful. But we see they change their language, they change their messaging, and they just implement it somewhere else.
Yep.
And just like Jordan has said over and over, they change their messaging and what they say even in their emails because they know abortion is not the popular term now, wherein especially when 6 out of 10 Americans oppose federal funding of abortion right now. So they use Planned Parenthood. They use reproductive services. They change their position, but they are going to fight for it till the end.
All right, let's try to grab the last call, Logan.
Let's go to Ann in Pennsylvania on line 5. Ann.
Hey, Ann, go ahead.
Hi. My question was that you were saying that if all the people that were standing against the Planned Parenthood, the defunding of Planned Parenthood,
that ran on it.
We would already have it would already have been passed. So,
if you took the people, if you took the people that ran on a pro-life platform of defunding Planned Parenthood, and they just voted what their ad said, we would have won this.
Yeah. So you have people like Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, John McCain, who was really one of those critical votes the last time around, and then Susan Collins. Susan Collins, who kind of is one of those moderates. Who has played this kind of both ways, maybe not doesn't run the ads as strong. But then, I mean, ultimately, you've got that handful that round. But there always seems to be that two or three on the Republican side we're talking about that scuttle this.
So what is it?
I mean, you're exactly right on the Republican side. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and John McCain were the ones that took a walk on this bill. But I'll tell you this. The president brought up the late-term abortion ban.
Yep.
There were a bunch of Democrats, Jay, who ran as pro-lifers. They were the ones that blocked cloture on that. So both sides of the aisle, you got to make sure they're consistent.
Yep.
I did want to say our film, Abortion Inc., is actually now available. It just posted on ACLJfilms.com, a completely free stream. You can watch that there. Again, just go to ACLJfilms.com. You can also see Protecting the Promised Land, which is available right now on Amazon Prime Video. So you can see all the links to
that. Is
that
the first one on Amazon Prime?
It's the first one in a while. It's the first one where Amazon streamed it like this in full HD. It looks beautiful. I watched some of it last night.
I said it was great.
Yeah, so you can watch that. If you have Amazon Prime, just search Protecting the Promised Land or Jay Sekulow documentary, Israel documentary. You'll find it there. It's available for Prime members for absolutely for part of their subscriptions.
Yeah, so it's free with your Prime membership. And that ties in with our book on Jerusalem, and it's called A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. It's our latest book. It is available now at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for pre-order. We encourage you to do that. I know that on the, I think on Amazon, it's already listed as a bestseller under the Middle East politics. So, again, as Logan said, the movie's up there as well that we have, Protecting the Promised Land. That's available at Amazon. What do people need to do, actually? If you got an Amazon account, you just go to...
Yeah, just go to ACLJfilms.com is the easiest way to do it. You'll see it's a big button that says Protecting the Promised Land on Amazon. It'll link you directly to how you can watch it. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber already, you get it for free. If not, you can rent and buy it for very nominal
costs. And it's Protecting the Promised Land, so that's out. All right, that does it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at ACLJ.